This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We have an epic day today. Really? Davar Yafa Be'itai. One of the most important halachas, Legabe the Seder. The most rare instance in the whole Mishnah Berurah, literally. And a very important topic, Lahalacha. Yesterday, we began the topic of whether Davar Shatibulai B'mashke requires Netilas Yadayim. The basic reason is that the hands are considered a shniyos. Once the food becomes wet, if you touch the liquid, it then becomes a reshine and can make the food a sheni, and it's al srach truma, where makbid on a tilas yadayim. Yesterday we mentioned that if you dip a donut in milk, you have to wash the tilas yadayim. We did mention that if you use a utensil, that if the food is eaten with a utensil, there's room for leniency. We're up to Sivkatan Tezvav. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah Sif Chaf is mamish epic. Here we go. Sivkatan Tezvav. Shemen. Hainu shemen zayis. Olive oil. Umashma. Deshar shmanim inim bechlal mashka. The implication is that other oil is not considered a liquid. Other oil. Canola oil. Cottonseed oil. Avocado oil. These are not oils. All the oils that people have come up with for Pesach, they're not oils. Chalav. V'adin mei chalav. Not just water, not just milk, but the liquid of milk, when the heavier part is separated. Oichema kishani moicha, or butter that melts, also is considered a liquid. Let's say you put butter on corn on the cob and you melt it on the corn on the cob. You have to wash until siyadayim. That's what it comes out according to this Mishnah Berurah. And I never knew that. That's a chiddush, a very interesting chiddush. The Dirshu brings, if you dip something in cheese or in leaven, I don't know who would do such a thing, but if you dip your food in leaven, this is an Israeli guy wrote this part. Kasa b'shaus tshuvas ar l'tzion, yeah, that's considered a congealed food.
Fondue, like fondue.
In Israel, they're very into leaven, yeah? They're big into leaven, fine. But melted butter is considered a liquid, which is very interesting. Now, again, it would come out if you put, you know, people smear their corn on the cob with butter. Usually they're doing it with some kind of, I don't know, the parav stuff when you eat it with a barbecue. But if you're having with milchiks, you'd have to wash until siyadayim. Now let's say you put Smart Balance on your corn and you eat it. Do you have to wash? No. I don't know what's in the Smart Balance. Melted celery. I don't know what they do with that thing. But it's not.
Water, though.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it is. What?
Some of those things have olive oil in it.
Some of those things have olive oil. There's no way it's mostly olive oil, right? There's no way it's not. What? I don't know. You're saying it's the olive oil is not batel b'shishim?
I don't know. I'm just saying I know that.
Probably batel b'roiv. I don't think you need batel b'shishim here. You know, it's okay. V'lchein ha'toyv hem dvar ma'ichot tzorach li'toyadav. Im hoya achem ha'krusha, if the butter is congealed, ain't tzorach li'toyadav, you don't have to wash nails. Zam dechem ha'krusha v'koichal. Congealed butter is like a food. V'ho'ichal davar ha'matugan mechema. Something fried in oil, in butter. Something fried in butter. K'shihi leicha al gabai. When it's moist on top of it, tzorach li'toyadav, you'll have to wash your hands. V'chai adam kasav dedavka k'sheni mo'ech ha'chema ba'machvas b'shas ha'tigon. It's only if the butter is melted in the pot when you fry it, before you put the food into it. And it's considered a liquid before. It have to be that it melted in the machvas at the time of the frying before you put the food in it. If it only melted once it was on the food, if the liquid comes to be misaken the food, it's a food. So then back to the corn on the cob, then you don't have to wash your hands. Because it was butter before. It only liquefied on top of the corn. So then, l'chayro, you don't have to wash your hands. Yeah? So according to this, chayei adam, it's only if you melted the butter first and then you put melted butter on the corn, then you have to wash your hands. But most people, they smear the butter on the corn and then the corn and then the butter melts. L'chayro, you do not have to wash your hands. If you eat something fried in oil, or egg juice. If you ate something fried in fat or may beitzim, l'kuli amalei have a mashke. Fine. Dam. Kedina. So what do you mean dam? Who's eating stuff? This is not a good halacha to be learning today, by the way. But who's eating stuff dipped in blood? You know? What is this halacha in the mechaber? It says, Kedina asba, it's only agavorcha, da asr lechol, da minar eat blood. Vedam dogim echagam lo imikri mashke. The blood of fish and locust are not considered liquid. V'ulai demari sha'oichal amaycha bativo b'dam b'mnei refuah u'pikuach nefesh. It could be, let's leave it at that. Yeah? Fine. Siv katan yud ches. Mayim u'melach ha'osoy mimayim hava mashke. Salt produced from water is a liquid. However, salt mined from the earth, Prima Gadam is lenient, the Shahar Tzion says. But if it's water desalinated, V'lachinim oichal tzinoin b'melach, if you eat a radish in salt, have a davar shetibol b'mashka, it's something, a tibol b'mashka, v'tzarach litol yadav. So for sure, salt water is a mashke, outs the water. V'nira demayri kishamel chayolacha b'shas tibo. We're talking about where the salt was moist. The b'stam melach, stam salt, shehu karosh, that's congealed. Haloi ein shem mashke aleim, it does not have the status of a liquid. V'chanal ba'os yadad. Vayter in the mechaber.
Sea salt is not a problem? It's dry,
so it's not a problem. Yes, that's what he says. The Mayrik Shamela Chayolecha B'Shasti. Well, yeah. Sif Yotes. Okay, no. The Mechaber continues. That if you eat a food dipped into any of these seven liquids, V'loy Nisnagiv, and they're not dried, right? So yesterday we said, if you wash an apple, and the apple's still wet, you need to wash Netil Sidayim before you eat the apple. Whenever you eat a fruit and you wash it, if you don't dry it, you need Netil Sidayim. V'afil ein yadav nogiz makam amashka, even if your hand is not touching the wet spot, tzorech netila beloy bracha, you need to wash without a bracha. The Gra made a bracha, but the Mechaber holds you don't make a bracha. Haga, v'afilu ein oy metabel rak roi shayar koyapri, even if you only dip the top of the veggie or the fruit, afil hachi yito beloy bracha. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf. It's literally, this is an astounding phenomenon. Siv Katan Chaf. Beloy bracha. Ki yesh mikza sarisham de sarishalay tzricham nisam la davar shetibol b'mashka al b'meim shah uchlam b'tahara. There are some rishonim that hold that the chachamim never required washing for davar shetibol b'mashka, only back in the day where the laws of ritual purity applied. Mashen kein achshav shiklan tamei mesim. As opposed to today, we're all tamei mes. So some Rishonim say you don't have to wash in the first place. Some Rishonim say you have to make a bracha. Ulekach leyivarcha antes yadayim shesafik brachos lahakel. What if you're watching, you have a wet apple, and you're about to have a mincha? So now it's a svek sveka. Because some Rishonim hold you have to make a bracha on Tehillas Yadayim for Mincha. By the way, you know that. You're not allowed to daven Mincha unless you wash your hands. No, my hands aren't dirty. We know that. That's why we're telling you still have to wash your hands. By the way, you're not allowed to daven Mariv unless you wash your hands. But my hands aren't dirty. I know, but you still have to wash them. You're not allowed to daven Musaf unless you wash your hands. There's a Chiyuv Netilas Yadayim for Musaf. If you didn't wash your hands, it's Asur to daven Musaf. But my hands are clean. No, sorry. But my hands aren't dirty. You have to wash them anyway. but my hands are clean from Shachris. Okay, then you don't have to wash them. That's why you have to make sure throughout Shachris, you don't scratch yourself, you don't stick your fingers where they don't belong. But if you do, there's a chiyuv netilas yadayim for Musaf. All four tefillos require netilas yadayim. You're the chiyuv netilas yadayim for Ne'ilah. Hey, I don't know what I do with my hands during Mincha. You have to wash. You must wash. That's why you have to guard your hands, b'tahara, for each tefillah. So now, I'm eating an apple dipped in water, and I have to daven mincha, so it's a svek sveka. Some rishonim say I have to wash for davar shetibuloi b'mashke. Some rishonim say I have to wash for mincha. No. We don't use svek sveka to make a bracha. We did it before. I'm sorry. By Sfiras Ha'omer we do it. By Sfiras Ha'omer we do use Svek Sveka. That's because we basically hold that each day is a separate mitzvah. So that's the stronger. We're almost positive that each day is a separate mitzvah. But in general, we won't use Svek Sveka to make a bracha. Anyway, that's the dershu. Oh, actually, the Bir Halacha in Siman Zayin is mesupik about this. Excuse me. He's mesupik whether we could use Svek Sveka regarding Davar Shetibula B'mashke and if you have to wash for tefillah. Let's continue here. Here's the whopper. V'hine b'magin Avram hevi b'shem halechem chamudos t'ha'olam noegim shaloi lital. The Magin Avram says that the oilam is noeg not to wash their hands when they're dipped Davar Shetibula B'mashke. Do you ever see police officers wash their hands when they dip donuts in milk? I'm talking about Jewish ones, right? Their mothers are Jewish. They don't do it. They have what to rely on. On some of the above-mentioned Rishonim. But it's wrong. It's the minhag ha'olam. It's wrong. The Gro is very machmir. The Gra held you even had to make a bracha on Davar Shetibula B'mashke. So therefore, the upshot is, even though the velt is not knowing to make a bracha, I'll call upon him, ein lahakel lechol b'lin netila. You cannot be lenient and eat your donut dipped in milk without netila. You can't be lenient and eat a cookie dipped in milk without netila. You can't be lenient and eat an apple that's wet with b'li netila. Okay, fine, so I'll wash my machroinim. I'll make the tips of my finger wet. No, pal. V'tzarech l'zeh kol dinei netila k'may l'pas. You must wash as if you're washing for bread. Are you allowed to talk in between the netila and eating? Of course not. It's usur. You can't talk. So if you want to get some peace at the Seder, you make sure you get everyone to wash. You wash last and you'll have a few minutes of quiet. Okay. But here's the whopper. Umikamakayim, nevertheless. Bepachos mikizayis. If it's less than a kizayis. Nirali Pashat, it would seem to me obvious. She'ein lahachmer b'zaklal, you don't have to wash at all. Dafilu b'pas, even by bread. Harbe achroinim mekilin, many achroinim are mekel. B'chanal b'mishne brua. By the way, the Mechaber said in Sif Gimel, Emoichel pachos mi kezayis, yesh. Mi she'omer she'ein tzarech netila. So zok the Chavetz Chaim, if even by bread less than a kezayis, yesh mi she'omer ein tzarech netila. Kavachomer ben benoy shel kavachomer davar she'tibulei b'mayim pachas mi kezayis ein tzarech netila. Comes the chida. Shailas u'tshuvas Chaim Sha'al. And the chida says, he says, I'm going to strengthen the argument of the Chavetz Chaim. He doesn't quote the Chavetz Chaim, obviously. He came before. but he strengthens the Chavetz Chaim's argument. Chavetz Chaim is making a kavachomer. Madach pas pachas mikazayas har beachroinim v'hamechaber bechlalim hold. You don't have to wash until siyadayim. Certainly davar shatibulei b'mayim. You don't have to wash until siyadayim. Says the Chida, I'll strengthen the kavachomer. On bread, when you wash until siyadayim, you make a bracha. On davar shatibulei b'mayim, you don't make a bracha. So that shows that washing for davar shetibulei b'mayim is much less stringent than washing for bread. So if even on less than a kezayis for bread, many achroinim hold, you don't have to wash until siyadayim, but hamechaber brings them down, certainly you shouldn't have to wash for less than a kezayis. What's the problem with this? There's no problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah comes out. According to the Mishnah Berurah, on your karpas, if it's less than a kezayis, you don't have to wash until siyadayim. That's what we saw yesterday, not in the Mishnah Berurah shir, not in the Chafetz Chaim shir, in the post-game show, where you know the special Chafetz Chaim pieces, we saw the Chafetz Chaim ate a kezayis for karpas. And so did everyone in his family. They ate a kezayis for karpas, which is consistent. Otherwise, if he didn't eat a kezayis, then he wouldn't wash. Why would he wash? Here's the problem. Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel. The Mechaber says in Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel, Noitel Yadav Litzoyrech Tibo Rishain. You wash your hands for karpas. Okay, fine, that's not a problem yet. Sivav, V'lo Yivarech Alantil, don't make a bracha. V'yikach Mea Karpas, Pachos Mikazayis. You should take less than a kezayis of karpas. Frek the bir alocha and hilchos pesach mikan mashma the davar shetibulei b'mashket tzarech netila afilu b'pachos mikizayis af shebepas gomor kosav amechaber b'shem yeshoimim de ein tzarech netibals mikizayis. Even though the mechaber brought a deya that even by pas some say ein tzarech, lemaisa the mechaber comes out, by the way, you know what today is? Today is the yard side of the mechaber. The Mechaber paskins in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel that even though he said in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Yesh Mishaymer that on Pasas and Kazayis you don't need Netilas Yadayim, he comes out Lamaisa and Tuf Ayin Gimel Vav Pachas Kazayis you do need Vizehu Shaloi Kemoisha Kasavnu Sham B'Mishnah Berurah. This is not like I told you in the Mishnah Berurah. I already pointed this out in the second printing of the Mishnah Berurah in a footnote. So take a look on the bottom of the page over here in Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Haga me'es hamechaber, a note from the Mishnah Berurah. Amna me'atur, Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel, loy mashmakein. And since today is the yard site of the Mechaber, Butla Daiti Mibnei Daitoi Harachava Amavato Das to the tour, which is by which the Mechaber codifies. Now, what's interesting is the Bir Halacha is not Chayzer. In Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel, he says, I raise the question, and the Bir Halacha actually stands his ground in Tuf Ayin Gimel. He said, by the way, right now I found someone who supports me. The Rashbats writes about Karpas that the Rambam holds you need a kezayis. And it's logical, because if you need to wash your hands, of course you need a kezayis. Because less than a kezayis, you don't need the netila. The mistabra de inur chayiv benetila. The bevadei loy gozu b'chagoynzeh. So in the Bir Halacha, in the first edition of Mishnah Berurah, he stands his ground of what he paskined in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, despite the fact it's against the Mechaber and Tuf Ayin Gimel. And his conclusion is actually Vitzorchi and Ladina. I'm not really sure what to do. Meaning, I'm not really sure if less than a kezayis needs Netila. But in the second edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he was Chayzer. As far as I know, this is the only time the Mishnah Berurah ever retracted. Even though Dr. Pinchas pointed out that he was Chayzer in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, I'm talking about Sefer Mishnah Berurah. And even though if you look in Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim, the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes that the Mishnah Berurah's hashgacha was that even if he made a mistake, he would not retract, because the hashgacha min hashamayim is that if he paskin this way, kach, This is, it's like it emanated from the Lishkas Hagozes, not Legabe Karpas. Legabe Karpas, it seems like he retracted. Even though in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, B'mechitzas Shel Chafetz Chaim, it says he was not makbid to take less than a kezayis, probably because of what he wrote in the Bir Halacha, that it's not mistabra, that you need netil sidayim less than a kezayis. There's even a rabbi in Neve Yaakov that we're not allowed to say his name. I can't say who he is, but he also is not makbid to take less than a kezayis. The problem is if you take more than a kezayis, it's somewhat of an issue with the bracha achrayna. Do you make a bracha achrayna, or do you rely on brachas hamazon? So on the one hand, the psak of the mechaber is, take less than a kezayis, and then you wash netil yadayim. Even though we do know at one point in the life of the Chafetz Chaim that he personally did not do that, he followed what he said in the Mishnah Berurah here in this siman, and this Sivkat and Chav, and he took more than a kezayis. The Mechaber says take less than a kezayis. I would say like this: the Shulchan Aruch Paskins take less than a kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah actually retracted what he said here. By the way, there are other reasons to wash aside from Davar Shetibulei B'mashka. The Ramah says in Darkei Moshe, the reason to wash for Karpas is because the Seder is a Tefillah, and you're required to wash until Sidayim before Tefillah. Tefillah, Taf Pei Yod Lamed Hei. So then it's not because it's Davar Shetibul Mashka. Others say it's Kadesha Yishalu Atinoikais. I think the safer option is to take less than a Kazayas, like the Mechaber and like the Mishnah Berurah retracted. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah didn't have a problem arguing on the Mechaber, by the way. There are many times the Shulchan Aruch will quote the Mechaber, and he'll say, look, the Magen Avraham and the Gra and the Taz, they argue, so we're going to go like the Achroinim. But here he says, but Ladaiti, he wrote that. And very interesting. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah is just saying Ein lahachmer b'zeh klal. That means during the rest of the year, if you're eating less than a kezayis, you don't have to wash your hands. He's not saying you're not allowed to. It's not like you're doing something wrong if you wash your hands. Unless the Marshal said, unless you say if you're gonna legislate, you have to wash your hands. It's shaloi kahalacha, But it's not, you're not doing something wrong. It's not like the Mishnah Berurah himself is unsure. Anyway, I find this to be a very interesting little pocket over here where the Mishnah Berurah paskined that for less than a kezayis, you do not need netila. And then in the second printing of the Mishnah Berurah, he retracted and he said, it's interesting, he quotes the Tur. It's interesting. In the Bir Halacha Taf Ayin Gimel, he says it's against the Mechaber and Taf Ayin, right? He's going to the Mechaber, but he didn't say Butla Daitli from the Butla Daitli from the Mechaber. But in the footnote, he says Butla Daitli from the Tur. It's like he's more impressed from the Tur almost. Okay, now sorry it took so long. Now we're going to do the most astounding piece we ever saw in the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, Be'emes. I think. You'll tell me if you agree with that statement. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.